Jesus had to get their attention because it was like the hum of the refrigerator. They weren't listening and he knew it. Maybe they'd heard it before, I don't know. Or maybe, you know, probably like some of you right now about this point in my sermon, you're used to my rhythm, right? You're used to my rhythm, and so you've kind of already started to tune me out. Daydreaming about something's going on, right? Yeah, well, they lived and walked. Matter of fact, a Jewish saying was, may the dust of your rabbi settle all over you. See, these people followed Jesus everywhere. They ate with Jesus. They slept around Jesus. They walked behind Jesus. They followed and watched him very closely. They knew Jesus, and they also knew Jesus' rhythm. Oh, he's just about ready to say, ba-da-da-da. You understand what I'm saying? They got used to that rhythm, and I'm sure a lot of them were daydreaming. I don't know. Maybe they were just so busy, you know, they weren't paying attention. I know we're not that way, are we? However, Jesus felt that he had to get their attention. And that's what brings me to us this morning. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been many times in my life where I've gotten so caught up in my life, and even after I've become pastor, I have to be careful with this, maybe even more so, where I get caught up in my own life or my own career or my own family's life, and I become this no-brained human being driving around as if nothing else exists. Anybody ever get in that car with me? Another problem is how we become numb and desensitized. I mean, the news media is great in that we know what is going on all over the world. However, what it does is desensitize us to what is going on all over the world. You understand that? We say, oh, there's another starving child that someone's trying to make a buck off of. However, we forget that they were able to film a starving child. Do you understand what I'm saying? The news and the movies show us so many gruesome shots of dead people and dying people that we don't even see it anymore. How many of you have been embarrassed by this conversation? Oh man, you've got to go see this movie. It is an awesome movie, right? So just your, well, why don't we ever do that with the church? But anyway, just your own, you know, excitement, right? And the next day or the next week, that person that you're talking to goes to see that movie. And they come back to you and they say, how in the world did you enjoy that movie? They said this cuss word this many times, and they said this cuss word, huh? You see, we don't even hear things anymore. Philosophers have noted the development in modernity. Modernity. You all can just say that for me. You know what I'm trying to go with that. Of what they call the onlooker consciousness. The onlooker consciousness. That stance toward the world that is characterized by detachment. The guise of perpetual tourists just passing through, uncommitted to anything outside of self. I want that to sink in. The onlooker consciousness, that stance toward the world that is characterized by detachment, studied disengagement, the guise of the perpetual tourist just passing through, uncommitted to anything outside of self. I mean, it, quite honestly, high school, college, and postgraduate work teach us to do this. We stand back and we study it so we have the correct perspective. We don't get involved with the emotions of it because we want to stand back and have the correct perspective. However, the mode of this onlooker consciousness is because perception demands participation. You see, we are conditioned to try to think about things without being tainted or changed by those things. We're conditioned to think about things, to look at things, make decisions about things without being tainted or changed by those things. We want to keep our distance, like I already said. So we attempt to knock ourselves unconscious, so to speak, to move through the world in sovereign, aloof detachment.